Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Also the remix, isn't it? This was originally a folk song. Like, I think it was performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Joan Baez.
Oh, yeah! Just went in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, didn't she?
I believe she did.
Who else did? Tupac, Journey, Pearl Jam, and Joan Baez.
Gloria Loren.
She went in too?
Was in there, I think. Mills Brothers, are they in?
What'd they do, a song about a lightning bug?
Glowworm. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer, shine, little glowworm, shimmer,
on my
glimmer.
Chest.
Could we get a little of that, please, Plowboy?
Yeah, Plowboy. Doug doesn't request songs often,
Mills
so
Brothers,
I like to try and accommodate.
Glowworm. I mean, that's music there.
Jack. It's the 8 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. On the program today, we're just, you know, Sea Monster and Iggy were efforting all day long because Sea Monster plays for the love of the game to try and get David Ross with the Cardinals and Cubs playing tonight. And Ross now being a folk hero in Chicago with Cubs fans, and of course on Dancing with the Stars, couldn't get him. And then they were trying to get Tron Carter. And I would have loved to have talked to Tron Carter. But, Iggy, were you the one trying to get Tron Carter?
Tronzy?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Seamaster, you were trying to get Tron Carter. How about that? But we couldn't get Tron Carter.
Who the hell's Tron Carter?
He's on the No Laying Up podcast.
Oh, sure. No
Tron.
Yeah, go for the flag stick, right? Don't lay up on this hole. Go for it.
Well, they have a problem with Matt Kuchar and Zach Johnson because they lay up. There you go.
Glimmer, lead us less too far, we wander. Love, sweet voices come
like
yonder.
Oh,
yeah.
Shine, little glower, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer.
I kind of like it, too.
How can you not like this?
It makes me picture a happier time.
It was a happier time. And they're just up there dancing as they sing. Just couldn't be any happier.
And they won the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, I think so. It should be.
Is it yakety sax?
That sounds like a clarinet.
Huh. French horn?
You don't hear the French horn. No.
Horn. I could make love to this. I don't think I could bottom to it, but I could top to it. Okay, now I could bottom. That got me right there. Became a little like a crescendo.
You turned
right.
I'm watching that.
Flipped over.
I'm watching that FX special. It's over now, but I taped all the episodes. The Feud.
Doug, have you seen Family Feud with Steve Harvey?
Sure.
It's actually about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. The feud they had when they were filming a movie. And all of these old songs are in this, and that kind of brought back memories there.
Still a great night.
You see what happened to Steve Harvey with his little memo?
Yes. There was some backlash in terms of public opinion because he basically said, no eye contact.
Leave me alone.
He sent out a memo that told his staff to leave him alone. And I sent this out 4 months ago, so I feel like it was plagiarized.
Same thing, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like for you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. Yeah, this is my note.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, no one. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, this is in caps, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more. Doug, no more was in caps.
Sure, he's shouting, though.
Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I am seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you, I will not entertain you in the hallway, and do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey.
Well, he didn't mean me.
No, not the best memo I've ever heard.
But he says, now that he's it's been made public, he said, I could not find a way, he talked with Entertainment Tonight about it, I could not find a way to walk from the stage to my dressing room, to sit in my makeup chair, to walk from my dressing room to the stage, or to just sit and have lunch without somebody just walking in. I've always had a policy where, you know, you can come and talk to me. So many people are great around here, but some of them just started taking advantage of it. Look, man, I'm in my makeup chair and they walk in the room. I'm having lunch. They walk in. They don't knock. I'm in the hallway. I'm getting ambushed by people with friends that come to the show and have me sign this and do this. I just said, wait a minute. And in hindsight, I probably should have handled a little bit differently. So he was kind of building up, and then he goes, maybe I effed up.
You can understand how a guy like that couldn't walk anywhere without somebody wanting to talk to
Misty
him.
Misty plops. That's why he wore the gimp mask.
Take a picture. Look, my cousin's here from Tulsa. Can you?
And maybe
take a
someone went
him?
Too far. Haven't you heard that he's a really nice guy? I have.
I haven't heard one way. He seems like he'd be a fantastic
guy. I have heard
guy.
That he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Maybe, he does a lot of shows.
He probably should have waited before he hit the send button and cooled off a little bit.
Or have an assistant send it so it can't stick to you. That's
I
probably
like
the best
kittens
move.
Yeah. And bunnies.
Or just tap the brakes just a bit.
Watch this. Pump the brakes.
Yeah. I think you could have gotten that message out without doing it in those words that you got to leave me alone a little bit while I'm at work.
We got a lot of squeaks up in here. You notice that?
I mean, Mike in the chair, baby? Mike in the chair?
Yeah.
Got to sit still.
Glow, little glowworm.
Yeah. Again, please, Ballsy.
Well, that's pretty good.
I mean, isn't that just a fantastic
And it's
song?
A double entendre about a butt plug?
And I heard Dean Martin in an interview say that he watched one of the Mills Brothers, and the guy was always smiling and so happy that that's how Dean Martin got his onstage personality.
I thought he just sat there with bourbon.
No, he didn't.
He always had a little snifter, it seemed.
Well, yeah, he had a little
But was there booze in that snifter? Was it just a facade?
A facade, facade.
It was a happier time.
Oh, it was. Better music time, that's for sure. Shine,
little glover, guess you haven't glimmer, heard the new Kendrick glimmer, Lamar.
Shine, little glower, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glower.
That's what it's all about right here, Jim.
Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer.
I like to see the whole country singing along to this in about 1956 or so. There's the trumpets with the mutes on them.
Got a little swing to it.
Yeah. Curious clarinet.
You like songs where the rhymes are actually rhymes?
Yes, I do.
I think this is on Donnie Most's new album.
Donnie Most!
Big band there. He's doing songs there.
Always.
He is. That's why I interviewed him. He's got a new album out of. It's called Donnie Most Swings.
Didn't see that coming.
You think it's going to outsell Joshua?
Love Circus or Circus of Love? Which one?
By the way, every D-list name that I bring up intentionally, Iggy texts me their phone number just in case I'm interested in following up. Thank you for that, Iggy. Every single one.
No, now you got Gloria Loring's number.
Yep.
Tim, I love golf and I love you. Can I join sometime at trying to hit the links with you? I will wash your clubs and balls.
No, you won't.
Golf balls. You're the best. I'll give you 30 strokes aside. Thanks. That's Brian in St. Peter's.
Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency is your Farmers Insurance agent in Columbia, Illinois. Call or text Danny at 618-317-5027 if you have any insurance questions or if you just want to talk about how great Tim is.
Doug, you can play with my glowworm. It's from the 314.
You read that one, huh?
I felt like it was the right thing to do.
That's a little game I played.
I talked with
myself.
The board. Will Tim read this?
Will Tim read this one?
Let's see. What's happening today? I leave work an hour early than I have to listen to this. It's time for me to reevaluate. That's from the Crystal City Clamhammer.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Twin City to Festus.
Bill Bradley?
Bill Bradley played at Crystal City, yeah. Boy, he was a fabulous player.
So anyway, I'm finally getting to what I started at 7:08 this morning. The Seamaster and Iggy were working on guests yesterday, and David Ross and Tron Carter were going to be the guests. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it couldn't come to pass, and so I don't know. I got the email And I this morning, Sea Monster, and I could tell you were maybe a little panicked, but you don't have to panic, baby, because we didn't have any guests. And he said, unless you just want to let it be awful. And I said, that's been the modus operandi for years.
Right.
Ever since somebody got hit by a bolt of lightning, that's been the modus operandi. And it's my comfort zone. So, hey, you're a beautiful baby.
Who got hit by lightning?
Oh, it was...
It was a radio station executive. He had an idea.
The woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
That's what I thought.
Hello, I'm leaving.
What does she say there? Hello, I'm losing? Or hello, I'm leaving?
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Hello, I'm leaving. I think the context means something in this drop because it was when Timberfake was bragging that he banged this broad, and she gets on the phone and says that, hello, I'm leaving. So it sounded like a hostage scenario.
Oh, that's right, yeah. He had one that was a hostage, and she got Stockholm Syndrome, where she began to side with him.
Seymour, I think, thinks that the guest list is some sort of referendum on his performance, and it's not.
Seamaster's a made man. That's that.
He's Sicilian?
He's a made man.
Who's your consigliere these days?
Tom Hagen. But
not
Carlo.
Not a wartime consigliere.
I know.
Yeah.
Why we might need Carlo, actually. Tim, I would love to set up a play date. She comes from old money, too, by the way. And Doug, this is somebody offering up their... I guess this is like a, I don't know ages when I see babies. I can't guess. What do you think that's it?
They want their child to play with your child.
Yeah.
It looks like she's about 20 months or so.
Is that weird to send in?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And yes.
Tim, I don't really love golf, but I do love you. It's from Grandpa Pigeon.
Now, I asked Seymour about this because usually at some point we get a request, let's get some Cardinal players on, but we haven't had any.
Yeah, I think since the 2002 campaign.
So we're not trying to, because I told him if he ever wants that help, I can do that.
But, I mean, realistically, who wants to get up when they usually probably sleep until 11 or noon because of their schedules? And do this stupid-ass thing.
Well, I'm not saying that they're, like, eager. I'm saying I could twist an arm or two. And most of them are listening anyway, but they...
Thank you for saying that. Who do you think's listening the most right now, Wainwright?
Martinez.
Carlos Martinez. Yeah, because of him and the Plowhawk.
I think he said something like, I love the drops.
guys, Seamaster has the greatest celebrity guest booking every day. His name is Tim. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Come on, hipster.
He's got that amazing radio show.
Doug, Buck Swope is having a baby this fall. Tim, your kids can be best friends forever and ever. It's from the 303.
Yeah.
Buck Swope's having offspring?
How would I know?
Yeah, Edibles and Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sewed at some point.
Clousy, he's also a member of the Goober 11.
Yeah, he's Goob 11. Is he having a tyke? I'm surprised I haven't gotten a 30,000-word email about it.
I haven't gotten the update yet, but I'm sure there's a free dotum onesie and a 920 or, I guess, 590 the boy. Remember the 920 the boy?
Yeah.
He still gives me plenty of those stickers.
Wait, so Swope was there at your summit, and you spoke for hours, but you were too busy talking about how Tim is great and the funny things he said that you probably didn't have time to, like, discuss your own personal lives.
No, we didn't really discuss personal lives. He does use sewed, like, in an everyday conversation.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I like that. I want to be
able
to do that.
I like that, too.
They were just so happy that there was a girl there, that they're just so taken with.
She's pretty fine, though, man. She's pretty fine. And if she's, like, one of those girls who just kind of is super chill and likes to get high, and if she did go to University of Michigan Law, is that true? She went to university? Is that true, or is that just, like, a thing playing on the fan page?
Tim, we didn't have a chance to discuss that. We're busy talking about you and some of the funny things you said on the show.
When I scouted out her FB page, just
Doug, do you have a problem with...
Say FB. It's just as quick to say Facebook as it is FB.
When I was looking at the page, that's what it said, and I actually trust Deke and her... And she seems like a very intelligent gal, so I would say yes, I would believe.
Doug, if you meet somebody intelligent, they went to Michigan Law.
She's not that intelligent if she's dating just the most vile human being in the Midwest.
He's not. He just pens homoerotica.
Vile.
Have you actually had a discussion with Deke?
Yes.
Nice guy.
Well.
Smart guy.
He puts on a facade.
Yes. I'm shaving strokes with him today.
Are you?
Yeah, you wear pants, you shave three strokes off your game.
Yeah.
You think Danny Mac's a great American?
Patriots
from the Dotums.
Yep.
If Danny Mac endorses, if Danny Mac endorses Dotem, don't you think maybe you should give it a second look?
It makes Danny Mac another victim of the hoodwinking.
Only you can see the truth.
Well,
is that what you're telling
us? I've heard and read some of the things that he's written, sure.
Guys, Deke's girl gave me things to do while I was in Ann Arbor. She seems legit.
What do you mean he gave you things to do?
I don't know.
Well, maybe she's from Ann Arbor, and she said, oh, you might want to go to this restaurant, or they have these activities over there. Try those. It doesn't seem like it's any sort of suspicious scenario, Doug.
He's probably cut the lawn, clean the gutters, that kind of thing.
But, I mean, all I know is this, is Jennings has seen and he's worked with, as he's noted before, a lot of fine ladies.
He worked with Seika.
He did. Kit Navidad, Ariana Marie, Caden Cross. He's worked with them all. I've banged the best in the business.
Well, you took it to another level there.
And the plowboy. I mean, this guy could have whoever he wants. And both of these guys have communicated with me, Jennings last night via text, Plowhawk in the show prep meeting, that they are both smitten kittens with Dotem's significant other, who I believe went to Michigan Law.
Okay. You might be the best I've ever worked with.
Okay. Most of the Goober 11 hadn't seen a woman since they got out of jail, and certainly aren't dating any now.
But Buck Swope apparently is having a tyke, so he must have seen one.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
They didn't have time to discuss anything like that. Again, they were too busy talking about Tim. Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't Emily live in St. Louis?
Doug?
Emily who?
Plowsy?
Emily Plowsy.
She live in St. Louis?
No, it's the first time she's been to St. Louis.
Really? What does she think of the Arch and the Cardinal fans?
I think they're going to the game tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Look at that, Doug.
Yep.
Who will they cheer for? Will she cheer for the Cubs? Oh, man.
I don't think she's a Cubs fan. I'm not for sure.
Tigers? Like the Tigers? Like Verlander?
I don't have that.
Has she seen the Upton pictures? Yeah, Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al.
Hey, guys. Hold on a minute.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
Yeah, I just made the putt. I'm a number two in Normandy.
It's been a short putt.
You sound like you're under duress.
Timmy won't let me play with him, so
no.
I'm by myself. Happy Friday, boys.
Well, thank you, Al.
Thanks, Al.
What you up to, Timmy? Getting excited about the little guy?
I am, actually. I felt him kick yesterday for the first time.
Don't say actually.
Well,
why was that wrong?
I'll tell you right now. So is Doug. You're going to enjoy it, man. Mine's 28. It goes by too fast, so... Whenever you're sitting around going, man, what the heck? Enjoy it, right, Cat?
Yes, sir.
It goes by fast.
Your son's on the fan page, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yep,
he's there.
That's when you know you raised him right, Doug.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
One out of
that's
three.
One good thing I did. So, anyway, and having good friends like you guys, I was playing with J-Boy last night, helped him out in the league. We used about half my shots. I was on, and I'm on again this morning. So, things are good for me. Mama's doing good.
You're probably a scratch golfer, aren't you? You a scratch golfer, Al?
No, I scratch a lot whenever I'm in the weeds, but no, I'm not a scratch golfer at all. But I play old man golf. Blind Dan nicknamed me 2G150 because I wear two gloves. I hit it 150.
So with your driver, you hit it 150?
Oh, yeah. I put it right on the green yesterday.
On a par three.
From that par three. Remember the ones that kept bombing the other guys? Hank and all them guys?
Would you play at Tower T? You played at Tower T. And
Bobby Gauss.
No, yeah. I always play at Normandy.
Okay,
but I busted out a driver and put me and Jay Boyd, and I made the birdie putt. So.
With a driver on a 150-yard par three for real?
Yes, sir. Put it right on the green.
No, I guess, Doug.
I don't think you're swinging hard enough.
A man has to know his limitations, Timmy.
No, if it works, it works. God bless you. But on that hole at the tournament last year, where, I don't know, you were in some kind of zone. I mean, you must have cut up 30 lines of Adderall. You were so focused, and you just kept grabbing balls and firing three woods over the green. So if you, and that was like a 150-yard hole. So if you can hit a three wood over a green into another fairway, and I still don't know what the point of that was, then that means you can hit your driver pretty well unless you've gotten an injury here in the last year.
Well, no, Dan gave me a new driver, and it hits less than my three would. So, but he told me it's a really good club. So
it isn't. It isn't.
Dan, right?
Throw the club away. Throw it away.
No. Ryan Dan said this is the best club he's got, and he sold it to me cheap. But
and it's a driver that goes 150?
I hit longer than with my three would than I do the driver. There you go. Ryan Dan always strikes again.
Brother. So, you couldn't sell the club to anyone else. He could not get rid of the club, so he gave you a discount on a driver that doesn't hit as far as a three wood.
and then Marcus Allen was in there, so I was so dumbfounded I bought it, Doug.
Did you talk to Marcus Allen?
No, I haven't seen him. I saw him one time. But,
well, what'd you say to him when you saw him? I can't believe you kept yourself
God,
under
I
control.
I walked in, and I'm like, I looked at Dan, and I mouthed it. I go, was that Marcus Allen? He goes, yeah. I go, listen, I know you heard this a million times, but you're the man. And I said, I go back to George Bland and Jim Otto, for God's sakes, and Fred Biletnikoff. And he's like, no, nah, that's what we're talking about. So me and him.
Wait, when did Marcus Allen become illiterate? He's a pretty educated man.
Did you arm wrestle him? Did you arm wrestle him right there?
No, he was going to the Super Bowl, and I didn't want to mess him up.
Well, probably not playing.
No, he was going to play that week, you know, Super Bowl week, because he's invited all the time. So he was going in, stocking up with Lion Dan and heading down to Houston that week. So I couldn't really hurt him because he was going to play golf that week, Cat.
Oh.
All right.
Doug, do you follow?
Well, yeah, I thought he was going to play football.
Arm wrestling.
Now, you're not playing now where you're holding everyone up by talking on the phone, are you?
Actually, you just said that. Hold on. Sorry. Yeah, I got this guy looking at me. Hold on. So, anyway.
The hell's he in the middle of St. Charles Rock Road?
It's a golf cart.
What you got? You're now approaching the tee box at number three. Doug, that plays about buck 85 from the Blues.
Yep.
And so I guess you're going to have to lay up in front of the creek.
Don't have enough club for that.
Yep, I don't. I do not have enough club for that, but I'll chip on with my 7-iron and be putting with my new Cure putter. Jay Boyd opened the wound, and I closed it last night, Timmy.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
He hits it off the tee box, and from there I take over.
Ah.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're using a lot of your drives if you're maxing out at 150.
Shut up, Doug. I don't see you out here. Come on out. I'll play you.
I'm not sure that course will hold my power.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, you guys have a great day. Happy Friday, everybody. Get out and enjoy this wonderful weekend. Go Cardinals, and way to go. I mean, Perron and Berglund are still
we're going to hold accountable.
Thanks, Big Al.
They're still missing. See ya.
All right, Al.
Doug, some people texting in during that call.
They weren't that happy, Tim.
Nope. hey, Big Al. Cool story. Now go set yourself on fire. Doug, that's from Dr.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Dr. Joseph Gerbils. I'll give text of the day. That's a free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice.
Gerbils was his name.
No, this is a different guy. Dr. Joseph Gerbils.
Okay.
Guys, no one showed up at the East Side 7 meeting last night at Rico's 3. Guess I'll try again tonight. That's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover. I hate seeing the audience break off into factions. It really is like gangs in New York.
It's happening. It is happening.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Then we'll have bosses. We'll have warring bosses.
Did you see Gangs in New York, Doug?
Yes, I did.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He was the barber. Or no, he killed the barber. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. It was a good movie, in your opinion?
I was kind of... I thought it was going to be better than it was.
I was kind of bored by it.
Yeah, wasn't great.
And I feel like I need to watch it again and pay more attention. I feel like Cameron Diaz didn't look like Cameron Diaz usually looks. And DiCaprio didn't look as good as he looks in Wolf of Wall Street. You know, I'll use that one more.
I don't understand that.
Guys, Big L, if you could, please put your face in the creek when you look for your ball. Thanks. It's from the 480. Hell. My wife is pregnant, and I felt my boy kick today as well, Tim. It kind of felt like when I do Kegels inside of Doug.
Oh, forget the gong. Who was that, Tim?
I don't even know what that was.
Out of TP at BP.
Out of TP at BP. He's new, but he's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, hotshots, thank you for the leather-bound suspension logule.
Hey, Big Al, make sure you get plenty of fluids out there. I hear bleach quenches the thirst. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
What a call from Big Al is a treat.
They don't sell bleach at Normandy. You have to go for a grocery store probably for that.
Jennings has it all set up out there.
Bleach?
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has just sent in a picture with him and I believe his fiance, who they've been engaged 9 years, and Jay has a problem with that.
I think it's a beard situation.
And his arm is around a young man, and the young man is John Vaughn, wearing a free Dotem shirt and a hat that says sucks on it.
Oh, don't tell me he was out there last night. Oh, that's an old picture. That's an old picture.
That might have been from our remoted hotshots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an old one.
So you don't want your son to be part of the Goober 11?
Well, no, he'd be gone.
Plowboy, is he welcome to be?
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at the Goober 11 roster, you can try to set up a faction of your own, but it's not going to be as powerful as what we got.
I do think you're right on that. Yeah.
We got bottoms, we got tops, we got everything.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
The roster's huge.
Doug, add me to the fan page. Thanks, E.
E. Okay. I don't,
I'll go in to look at the recent people requesting.
It's not my E.
I don't believe so. Yeah, you probably wouldn't want that. Let's see. Doug, all I see is Scott Restoff.
Scott Restoff?
Yeah.
From the Westport?
We have 15 mutual
Restoff?
Friends.
All right.
We have 15 mutual friends.
Okay, so let him in.
All right, I will. He's in. Scott,
does anybody not get in? I mean, I know.
Fake accounts. And then they get really mad. Like
fake
it's,
accounts?
Yeah, it's I don't want to say it's, yeah, it is kind of, it's, it is a little scary actually how mad they get. There was some guy whose page was like Joe Seals.
Yeah.
That was but it was a fake name, and he starts sending messages, not to me, but to the Inside STL account, and I don't get those unless they're forwarded to me. And he's raging, and Brendan Marks, who has since left the company, God bless him, great people though.
Uh-huh.
Dora will always be welcome for Brendan Marks. Brendan responds, well, Tim, you know, tries to monitor the thing to keep it relatively civil and, you know, believes the anonymous or fake accounts lead to, you know,
trouble,
yeah. Which is what has happened with online discourse. That's the reasoning for it. And then this guy lays into Brendan and says, I know that Misty Plops has an account on there, and I know Deke Dotem has an account on there. And I'm like, well, they might, but they use their real names. And they get angry about it. And all he had was a picture of Seals.
Yeah. So he's out.
And he said, for my career, I can't use a real account.
No, because you're such a big hitter. You're probably one of the congressmen, senators, something like that.
I mean, it is strange. Hold on a second. What's going on here, Sea Monster? He just says, those texts are from my 18-year-old birthday. Oh, okay. There's a lot going on here.
It's not really a lot. I mean, it's really nothing. There's nothing going on here.
Right.
Eddie Butler on the mound, no.
Yeah, his first start of the year.
What does he throw? What's in his arsenal?
I think he'll throw a fastball, and he'll try to mix it up occasionally. He'll try to change speeds on
you. Will he try to spot his pitches?
He'll try to spot his pitches. He'll try to work the hitter a little inside, a little outside.
How is his sleep situation?
His sleep situation is, it should be good. He came here ahead of the club, and I think that he should be well rested, and I think the Cubs are hoping that he can give him a quality start.
Now comes the tough question. No hedging. What about his downward plane?
He's a nice big athlete, and I think he would like to get on top of his pitches, and the times that he releases, that his release point, that I call it, you probably don't know what that would mean,
no.
But if his release point is up high, he can get, at times, a nice downward plane.
I'm glad I don't run the accounting department, because every time Doug breaks something down, I just give him a raise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't clear it. I would just give him a raise.
Well, I've studied a lot of these players.
I know you do, and you break it down so it stays broken.
It stays broken
yes,
down.
Yes, it does.
This is from the Sea Monster's brother.
Does he have one?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, you're 33, and you have an 18-year-old brother?
Who's your bro?
That's
bro?
A bigger disparity than me and my sister. Seamaster's already talked once this week. He will not have to speak again.
Seems like after you, your parents decided, man, let's take a break.
Who's your bro, brah?
A long one.
Apparently, my history teacher listens to your show. He mentioned listening to the station and asked me if we were related. Yeah, he's stoked right now. He's a cool guy. Probably my favorite teacher. How about that, Doug?
History teacher.
And I assume this is a teacher at MICDS, and we are...
Well, Afton, I think.
You don't know where
the
semester
is. He went to Afton, didn't he?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean his brother goes to Afton.
Well, I would assume.
Doug, how does that make you feel that our educators are listening to this show, and many of them are using the overhead projectors to rehash and break down segments
they shouldn't
of this show?
They shouldn't.
Doug, certainly could you tell the audience about Tease Farms? Would you do that? Because I don't feel like you're...
Okay.
Just do it. Yeah, you're not adding anything unless you're talking.
Well, fellas, springtime is here, and so is Mother's Day. Mom worked her buns off this year, and Totes deserves something special.
Nice, Jack.
And this is where I'm getting. I'm getting to Tease Farm. My homeboys over at Tease Farm and Greenhouses got you covered for your Mother's Day gifts, and you better hurry. They're loaded up with custom planters, gorgeous hanging baskets, terrariums, and mini gardens. Yes, mini gardens. Vibrant hanging baskets are great for front porches and carports. The experts at Tease Farms will actually customize any pot, plant, or hanging basket with flowers right out of the greenhouses. This is going down at the St. Charles and Hanley locations. Those are the two locations I just spoke about.
Right.
And I've got a little breaking news for you. Homegrown tomatoes, they're in. The homegrown tomatoes are now, it might seem early. No! They're in. Stop questioning things. The monsoon has blessed them with a bountiful tomato harvest way ahead of schedule. Trust me, you won't find a better tomato in the continental 48 states. Possibly in Hawaii. Do you like homemade pies?
Oh, I do.
Okay, strawberry.
Yeah, I always like that Tippins.
Well, I'm not talking about Tippins. I'm talking about Tease Farm.
Tippins, I think, is even out of business.
Used to be a Tippins by me on Watson.
Oh, now you're totally. Now you're giving Tippins a free aid.
See a Tippins.
Let's get back on track. What are the pie options?
None of Tippins. They're gone now.
No, Tease Farm.
So you got to go to Tease Farms. Strawberry and strawberry rhubarb pies are fresh out of the oven at the St. Charles location, made with strawberries right there in their own field. You just can't beat that. So check Tease Farms Twitter and Facebook for more details.
Watch this. Strawberry, strawberry, neighborhood hoe.
Wonderful.
That's not part of the Tease Farm jingle.
Casey Pullman has just joined the fan page.
Bill Pullman's sister.
I don't think there's a relation, but I thought it might be a fake profile at first because it's a girl shooting a turkey.
That happens sometimes. Turkeys are stupid, by the way.
Jeez, turkeys call in.
Little pea brain.
Yeah, and also, I don't want to see an article written by, oh, look at this, a female shooting a turkey. Women aren't smart enough to possibly shoot a turkey.
Right. Look at Casey's profile pic.
You like hunting. She likes diamonds. He doesn't like turkeys. I couldn't shoot a turkey. I couldn't shoot any animal.
You could eat a turkey.
I can eat it. Yes, I can.
What if a bear was coming at you? I'm not talking about a guy down in Soulard in a pride fest.
Isn't that the same deal, though?
For self-preservation, I could shoot any animal.
I get what you're saying.
I could shoot a snake.
But if you have moral concerns about hunting, and I'm not, maybe it's just you don't feel good about killing something, but you are eating it, so it's just you. Someone else did the deal. That's all.
I don't want to see how the sausage is made.
All right.
Big Al just sent in a picture of his tee shot on a par three, and it looks like it's snug about 2 feet from the cup.
Boy, the green is nice. I guess we should trust him because there'd be no way to fake a picture like that.
Why are you going after Big Al as a liar? You are.
Yeah, you are. A little bit.
He's a great American.
You don't think there's a chance he fabricated
the
picture?
No, he's a great American.
Tim, I hooked up with one of your sister's friends, and when she found out I listened to the show, she stopped talking to me. Thanks. That's from Harry Gaetti.
Sorry, Gaetti. Gary Gaetti was the pride of Centralia.
Yes, he was. Had a bit of a mullet.
Yeah, he's a good player for a lot of years.
87 world champion and then hit a grand slam off of Greg Maddux in game two of the 1996 NLCS.
He did. I don't know why you would talk like that to describe it, but I remember the play.
Tim, just a sneak peek. I am setting up a faction. More to come. Thanks.
I'm putting these factions on notice. Knock it off with the factions.
Is it good for the audience to break up into factions?
No, it isn't. It's bad.
Didn't that happen like on Charlie Brennan's show?
I don't want friction among the factions.
It's inevitable. It's human nature. When something grows so big like our show, where we're up to, 16
listeners.
That there's going to be a power grab. It's just human nature. Now, what usually happens in these situations, it gets bad. There'll be a stabbing, a shooting, a bombing, and then everyone will eventually come together when the fan page is challenged by another radio show's fan page.
Who else?
KMOX has got a lot of fan pages. The older folks, sure. But they'll hit you with any number of ailments.
So would our fan page then unite to fight Mark Reardon's fan page?
Yes. That's how it happens. It's almost like, hey, this faction against that faction. Oh, you're against the fan page? Now the factions come together and have each other's backs.
Yeah. I don't want to see bloody street brawls and some of our fellas get hit with walkers. And
it's going to get bad because the factions are eventually going to hit the streets as militias and start guarding their own territories.
And these are like neighborhoods in Huntley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it all play out before.
This is Goober territory. Yep. Head back.
Goob 11. It'll be spray painted on the sidewalks there in Huntley.
Now there's a post on the fan pin. CJ6 is greater than Goober 11. Here we go.
Yeah. That's how it all starts. Innocent enough. Playful sometimes.
We have Deke Dotem, Cucky the Dwarf. We got Swopesy. We got myself.
Boy, those are four big old brawny brawlers right there.
And you got Misty. I mean, if you want to battle on an email.
I mean, that is kind of the 2017 Hall of Fame class.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Steelers offensive line.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the CJ6 has just a bunch of two first names.
Iggy, are you Goob 11?
I was invited, but I don't know if I'm Goob 11.
I think the invite makes you a Goob 11. I'm pretty sure we have more than 11, but let's not.
Doesn't matter.
It's like the Big Ten.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Here's the thing. I mean, you got to know your history. This reminds me exactly of the gang bloodshed of Block Yeshiva 94.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had some great accounting wars.
Yeah.
We're keeping second set of books and everything.
And then someone said, no, we need a third set. And next thing you know, there were factions.
Our listeners are welcome to call in and pledge their loyalty to the Goob 11 or CJ6. The Appliance Discounters phone lines. Mother's Day special. Huge sale on Bosch dishwashers. I don't know if that's offensive. I don't know if Sports Illustrated will write a column on that.
Why do you want mom to wash dishes on Mother's Day? Why don't you just get her an iron? Why don't you get a new washboard so when she goes down by the river, she can clean the laundry a little bit better?
You will be the hero.
Sexist is this.
When you surprise her with a new Bosch dishwasher, buying just any dishwasher may get you in trouble. Yeah. But buying a Bosch says, I love you, and I bought the best because you're the best. Purchase a Bosch dishwasher from the Appliance Discounters, and they'll cover the cost of the replacement install. That's $150 savings. She wins, and you win. The Appliance Discounters, now with a location in South St. Louis County, in addition to Baldwin, Webster Grove, St. Charles, South City on Delore, and Fairview Heights. The Appliance Discounters, where our savings are your savings. ThePplianceDiscounters.com. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. I would imagine a lot of the sects, and I'm not saying sex, because I know kids are in the car. Sects.
Yeah.
S-E-C-T-S. We'll email in and represent today with a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets for May 16th's game on the line, in addition to a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Bud Bash, enter gate four up to 2 hours before the first pitch and receive a free mini bobblehead of the featured player with autograph already on the box. Each game is a different player, and this week is Bobby Tolan. Bobby Tolan. Cat won't be on the road, but when he is, his road trips are sponsored by Four Seasons Penske Truck, Doug. Four Seasons Penske Truck.
Mm-hmm.
The cat will be on the move with Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental. Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks. When's the next road trip? Is that a West Coast trip?
Yeah, we go
San Diego,
LA, and I think Colorado.
They got tough games coming up.
Yeah, minus the Giants. Now in the next 5 weeks. There's some... this is the test. I mean, this is the test. I'm looking forward to it because I love watching the team run. And you're getting a chance to see that. So it's fun to watch. And you're getting some things that you didn't expect. I mean, Mike Leake is the National League ERA leader. Mm-hmm. And you know what he is? Toeing the slab tonight, Jack.
Right. Yeah, I expect him to bow his neck.
And you wonder if the Cubs can actually get through an at-bat being so tired.
As sleepy as they are.
Right.
You know. You hear some snoring coming out of their dugout. But, you know, you deal with that over the long season.
Bring it on. You don't have the guts. That's from the Mark Reardon fan page, assistant to the traveling secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I guess it might be on.
Well, this is what's going to happen. It was inevitable that this will bring the whole fan page together.
Do you think it will?
With factions.
It'll unite us. Yeah.
Yep. And you said us as a member of the fan page, Doug. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm not a member, but that would be the team that I would pull for in this.
You would pull for our fan page?
In this brawl.
Oh, my God.
Camel X audience.
So, like, if there was like a big showdown set at, say, Queenie Park, and you had to fight for the fan page, you would do your part
over the Camel X group. Sure, absolutely.
Wow, this could get out of hand.
We'll get a call someday from the Camel X group. They'll say, you know, meet us behind Del Mar Gardens, and we'll have this out.
Right.
Reminds me of that scene from The Outsiders. I'll take you when the Soch. And the kid from The Outsiders, the two leaders.
Tom Cruise
wasn't the...
I haven't heard that word in a while. Soch. That was a word when I was in high school. Are you a Soch?
It reminds me of Sode, which is one of your favorite words.
Yeah, I don't care for that word.
I wonder. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or online at goldsmithmcp.com. Mother's Day, Sunday. A lot of people think it's great that the PGA Tour set up the Island Green on the same day as Mother's Day.
I don't think and it's related.
When will the pin placement be? And look at Sergio Garcia going out there. He wins the green jacket a month ago and then heads to the Island Green. And even though he's struggling in his round, he knows Mother's Day is just a few days away. And so he says, I'm going to ace it for you.
Okay.
I'm going to ace it for you, Jack. Okay. And he does.
It's not related to Mother's Day, really.
Mother's Day this weekend, so you can still send the 100 blooms for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. How about that deal? There's still time to get 100 blooms for mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the morning after. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code morning after. You'll get these stunning flowers in a free glass vase. Starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com and code morning after when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet. What are you guys doing with Mother's Day?
Still trying to figure it out. I asked E what she wants to do, where to go. We'll have some gifts. We'll show our appreciation for all that Aaron does. But she's not sure where she'd like to have her little celebration dinner.
Mm-hmm. Come over and watch the players.
I'll be taking a little stroll down Lover's Lane with Lady Journalism.
But you can still do something. Leave her flowers, Sherry's berries.
Yeah, all right. That. Yeah. A dishwasher.
Do you get her a present? Do you get her a special meal?
Sure.
What are you getting her?
I don't know yet. It's a secret. I don't know.
It's a secret that you don't know.
When I figure it out, I'll let you know.
I don't know if this is something either one of your wives would be interested in. I think mine would be. Buck Swope just posted a video on the fan page of Cucky lacing up the Gimp mask on Misty Plops.
I could go a lot of years without seeing that.
And then he kind of goes to second base on him right as he gets done. Doug, that's our audience. They put food on the table.
I don't know if those two specifically put any food on the table.
Hotshot's waitress in the background, not impressed. No. Not impressed.
I would think you might throw him out. I mean, if you show up with a mask on in a bank, I mean, you're going to start shooting at you.
It's a Gimp mask, Doug.
I don't care what kind of mask it is. Now, there's laws in some places where you're no longer allowed to protest wearing a mask. It was designed to get the KKK out of the picture, but now you got other people wearing masks when they protest, and you can be arrested in some places.
I think it's hilarious when someone wears a Richard Nixon mask. It's just funny. I'm not a crook and all that.
Well, that's like 50-year-old humor, maybe. So,
I'm not a crook. It's funny and all that.
The AM and the PM fan page is getting ready for a throwdown of epic proportions. Bring it, bitches. Signed, Smitty.
Smitty's a snoot pole.
David Klein of Hedonism just sent in a text. Doug, now you've blocked him?
He's with Camo X, isn't he?
And you blocked him from your Twitter?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Guys, I run the Mark Reardon fan page. We all get together once a month and talk about how great Tim is. Thanks, David Klein of Hedonism.
Oh, Klein.
This took a turn.
He wants a job here.
I doubt
no,
it.
No, he does.
Knock off the limit.
He does, Klein.
Quite confident in that. Doug, that's why Future put out the new hit Mask Off. Duh. Get with it. Thanks. That's from the Shrewsbury Size Queen.
I don't know what that means, but
I don't
get with it, Doug.
Duh.
Hendrix. Sup, Future? Sup, Tim? yo, Tim, Snoop Doggy Dog and... Sorry, they're coming in too fast, Doug. Kathmandu. Back in the day, Hampton Avenue divided two of the biggest gangs in the city. St. Gabe's Collar Poppers and OLS, our only long schlungs. Times are tough. King of Soha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the day, you needed a gang to survive.
Boy, it was hard scrabble back in that day.
Back then.
Yeah. You better have your brass knucks.
I mean, you couldn't go to any custard stand without being hassled by your rivals.
Yeah, someone trying to get in front of you in line and just horrible things like that.
Not letting you get to the napkin dispenser.
Right. Ordering something out of Ted Drew's and getting the last Arizona Diamondbacks helmet that the ice cream went into. just mean-spirited stuff.
How did people survive that? Well, a lot of them probably toughened them up, though, the ones that did survive.
Many were just back from the war and knew what it was like to battle for their lives.
Yeah. Doug Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has just posted his outfits that he's debating on wearing for his round of golf with
me. He's not laying them out, is he?
Yeah, and hats and gloves and shoe combinations. And his golf clubs. And I guess there's a beaver head club. Is that a beaver?
Not on his bed. He's got a table that he's laying out his possible outfits. That's awful. Just absolutely awful.
You ought to come out and join us today, Gateway, and see what the word is.
Would you look at the time? It's gotten away from us.
Be a fivesome.
Well, I got to work again. Lady Journalism has tapped me on the shoulder for another dance.
Do your live shot from the course and say, hey, they got together. Here's how they played. Take a look at this putt on six.
It could be of much interest to anybody. Probably even the foursome behind you could care less.
You think you'll have fellowship with Gritch at the ballpark today?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll be over there, whether there's any fellowship.
I mean, you guys do have a growing relationship.
No, we don't really.
Jakey, big mistakey. Pretty good.
I don't really understand that.
He goes by the name Jake. Pretty good.
I don't think he does. I got to thinking when you were reading that commercial about the dishwasher. What's the better invention, the dishwasher or the garage door opener?
I love the garage door opener.
No. I just think those are two things that it'd just really be hard to live without.
I have a quick hot take.
Well, in my neighborhood, it's not necessary.
Way to go. That was one of the poll questions. You just messed it up. Way to go.
Nice job, Doug.
Sorry. Dishwasher, you still got to wash the dish off a little bit. Yeah. Get the crust off it. So you're still washing. Garage door opener. You drive your car into your home, in a sense, and secure it by lowering the garage door. What's better than
that? Without ever having to get out of the car, rain.
You have to get out of the car. You do have to get out of the car eventually because you want to get in the house.
Not to get the door open.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember the days when you'd have to get out, and you have to open, and maybe it'd be locked. Open it up, and get back in the car, and then drive, and close the damn door again. It was a big deal when you got a garage door opener.
No.
Way back when.
All right.
It was really nice.
Man, Doug got it rough.
Yeah, that was tough.
Plowhawk, it doesn't sound like you're relating well. Is a Cantonite.
Class warfare.
Yeah, I sense
no,
it.
I don't
suppose any of the Goober 11 have garage door openers, do they?
They have a couple.
Swope's from Old Money.
Yeah, I think Engine Joe probably has a clicker or two.
I doubt it.
Clicker, is that what they call them in Canton?
Yeah.
You ever call it a clicker, Doug?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Guys, every morning I play TMA Roulette. Cautiously turning on the show during the 10 minutes it takes to get the kid to school. Hoping nothing too awkward pops up.
Yeah.
That I'll have to explain to a fourth grade girl. Deft movement. Oh, I like that. Deft movement. Deft movement on the radio controls has led to smooth sailing this year till this morning when I just got these questions in rapid succession. Who is Janine? What's a sex tape? Does that Cardinal TV guy have a sex tape too? I sort of answered the first, deferred to her mother on the second, and gave an honest I don't know on the third.
Well, Jimmy.
No, I can say pretty assuredly that no one does not.
But not 100% sure.
No, I'm 100%.
Yeah, this is a fan page post, and somebody said my 8 and 6 year old listened to the first 2 hours every morning and named one of the new chickens Iggy. You're parenting wrong. Iggy, what an honor! One of their chickens. What are we? Are we broadcasting like to farmers?
I answered. I responded. I said, "Tell your." And I actually did it on purpose. I said, "Tell your kiddos." I'm honored.
Oh.
That's what you call Janine.
I call everybody kiddo.
Yeah.
There are more people now having chickens in their backyard.
What's that about?
For the eggs, I guess.
Really? Is that really what the reason is? Because I think there's one kind of close to me in Kirkwood.
Yeah, there's a number in Kirkwood that do it for eggs.
And then instead of going and getting a dozen eggs, you spend all this time and effort to get 3 or 4 eggs.
And they're brown, and you go, these don't look like the ones at Schnucks.
And you go, oh, it's so much better, when really they're not that much.
Same thing. I disagree. I think they're light years.
You
better.
Can taste
it. Are they really, Plowhawk?
And they're bigger. And so, one egg is the equivalent to maybe 3 in a cart.
Oh, come on.
No,
you got ostriches in the backyard?
No, I'm serious. As far as the yolk is concerned, it is significantly bigger.
Just because it's fresher?
Yes, and it tastes a lot better,
So the yolk shrinks in the time that the...
I don't know. I don't know.
And lays the egg, and you get it.
I'm not quite for sure the process. I just know the chickens we had that were hatching eggs were phenomenal, and they were huge. And they're really good. And in the morning, I'm perfect to go out there, go to the coop, get 5 or 6.
Well, how about this? Why don't we get some 590 The Fan chickens, get a 590 The Fan coop, and then someone make omelets for us?
That'd be fun. Doug, joining us now here in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Gateway, the right way at I-270 McDonald Boulevard. This is Eric Eisen. Do you know Eric?
Oh, hello, Eric.
How you doing, guys?
And he is with Sports Print, and we have two wonderful models of the Free Dotem shirt that is going to be released. And oh, as you may remember, because you were wearing those Lemmings shirts around.
I was.
Oh, he's not sitting in. He just came to deliver these shirts. But there was a complaint. Sometimes the audience is upset about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the complaints on the previous shirt was that they would shrink too much. Now, you suggested maybe some of the audience members were just...
Yeah. Say no to the 15th donut. You know, don't put so much sour cream.
So I said to Eric, I would like to try, because this Free Dotem shirt, you know what it is? It is sharp. It is a sharp look.
It's unnecessary.
It's a sharp look. And we're going to do two. We're going to do one with a gray background and black lettering, yeah. And we're going to do one with a navy background and a red and white lettering. So it'll be red, white, and blue, brother, just for these United States of America. Right. But the question I have
Dotem is a patriot.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. And that's what Dan McLaughlin was just texting me, as a matter of fact. But which material? Now, see, Kat, feel both these, and you can feel these shirts at home, too. So
can't.
Feel.
That says Sekman on it. That doesn't say Free Dotem.
You got to read it closer.
Okay. Tim, I like this material better.
Right.
Because it's stretchy, it feels like it won't shrink.
Right.
What is it?
So, Eric, what's the story here with
him? What it's made of.
So, that's a soft style cotton t-shirt there. It's ring spun. It's going to be a lot softer, obviously, and it's going to be pretty shrunk, so it's not going to shrink as much as your 100% ultra cotton.
This is made in Honduras, bro.
Right. We have a couple factories there.
Right. Okay.
So,
it's also the farm league for the show that will replace this show.
That's correct. That's correct.
65 poly, 35 cotton. That shouldn't shrink too much. Boy, they know how to make stuff.
But of course, you know, as we sit here and we run numbers, because I think it's important to run numbers before making business decisions.
This tee's more expensive.
You're correct.
I could tell.
Yeah.
But
so,
I think it's worth the money. Here's the thing, Tim. You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. So what you're doing is you're buying quality, and then the listeners who want these important t-shirts, which are part of a movement,
yes,
get them the best.
You know, right? I think you're right.
Our talk is over.
I think you're right. Now, I noticed there's a V-neck. We're not doing V-necks, are we? Doug, would you wear a V-neck? Do you wear V-necks, bro?
Sometimes under a shirt, if that's all that's left in the
But you don't like just wear, like, V-necks, you know, out to, like, a cocktail party?
Not usually. Right. It reveals too much throat.
You're saying if your wife didn't have time to wash all the shirts down by the river, you might have to wear a V-neck.
Right. It's like the last one in the rotation.
We have Eric here from Sports Print, and we're going to have these Free Dotem shirts. It's a, you know what it is?
What?
The this just shows the large female presence in our audience. These logos were designed by a female. And now Dotem's girlfriend, as it turns out, is not Leonard in the same shirt from the Midas and Baldwin. She's a real girl, and she really went to the University of Michigan.
Maybe.
Law school.
Maybe.
This is exciting. There are women listening.
Maybe she didn't get any farther than school in Camp Pegnita. We don't know for sure.
The guy with the t-shirts, all right, when now we're boring him, he's like, can I leave now? I don't really need to stand.
Well, I was
going
to go to a break since it's 7 minutes late.
I am right. You're like, really?
Yeah, you're in a hurry.
We'll take a break. Make sure you send these emails in. It's unbelievable what we have on the line here with Cardinal tickets for the Bud Bash and a Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.